Okay. we are up to Chavtas Mabez, the two dots, the first wide line of Chavtas Mabez we just got up to, but there are a number of points to talk about. Before we move on, we went through the Gemara. At the end, quoting the Gzeira de Rabba. Gzeira de Rabba, which we've had a number of times. The Rabba's Gzeira that Shemi Yabirenu Dal Anamis Bishus Arabim, and therefore, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar, and the other days we don't lay in the Megillah, and we don't shake a lulav when Yantav falls out on Shabbos. So first, we mentioned before a number of points that we're going to do today. We mentioned already in Masech HaSukkah, but the godless of the daf is that every few months we could review a few of the basic yesodos of the daf and the certain shitas that we mentioned before. So some we'll mention again, and some will be new. Please. So first is the Tosfos. Tosfos makes the comment here, and it's looking in other places. Why does the Gemara focus on Shemi, the bottom Tosfos, Shemi Avirena Dalanamas Rishus Harabim? We know that there are two parts of the Isser Hotza'ah. There's the Isser of going from Rishus Harabim through Rishus HaYachid and vice versa, and the Isser of Ma'avir Dalanamas Rishus Harabim. The Tosfos on the bottom here asks, why does the Gemara in all the places where it talks about this Gzeira pick the Shemi Avirena Dalanamas Rishus Harabim? You might walk 4 Amas Rishus Harabim without stopping. Maybe, why doesn't the Gemara pick Shema Yotzi? Maybe it's just how, right, we're worried that you're going to go to the Bucky to learn Shema Yotzi, which is Yaakov, which is a Rabbim. Stosis gives the answer here that when you're going through Rosh Hashanah, which is a Rabbim, or vice versa, there's a Hecker. Right? You might realize that you're at the end of your property and you're going into the street. Masha'en Kane by Mavar Dal Anamis, there's no Hecker, there's no specific sign telling you not to. So therefore, that's why the Gemara in all the places talks about that part of the Gzeira. There's a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon suggests that in all these places, we know there's a Gzeira by Megillah, by Shofar, by Lulav. What about Kriyas HaTorah? Why don't we have a Gzeira against Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? There was a difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah. What Kriyas HaTorah you have in the shul? Megillah you bring from home? Why don't you have a Gzeira by Kriyas HaTorah? Or, says the Gra'al, L'shita Si, the Gra'al's own shita was they have to lane all the Megillahs, not just Megillahs Esther, all the Megillahs from Klaf. That's the shita of the Gra'al with a bracha. All the Megillahs, Ruz, and Shir HaShirim, all of them. When do we lane those? When the Shir Shirim is Shabbos Chol HaMoed? When do we lane Kohelas? Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So why isn't there any Gzeira by those? Only by Megillah Esther. So says the Gra, it's Meduyik in the Lashon. Because if you look back at the Gemara that we did, how does the Gemara start? The Gemara doesn't just say, Gzeira the Rabba Shemi Avirenu. What's the first lines of the Gemara? To Amar Rabba, HaKol Chayavin B'Tekiyah Shofar, Ve'ein HaKol B'Kiyah B'Tekiyah Shofar. Everybody is B'Chuyiv in Shofar, and not everybody is a Baki. What is that line? Why is that line teaching me? Why didn't the Rabbah just start off Gzeira Shemi Yitlanu Biyadu? What's the extra line of the introductory line? Everybody's chayiv. So says the Vilna Gaon. All of these gzeiras only apply when each one of us has a chayiv to do it. Each one of us has a chayiv to blow shofar. Each one of us has a chayiv to say the Megillah. So in those types of cases, by chovos hayachid, so that's where Chazal said Gzeira Shemi Yaviranu. But Kriyas HaTorah. It's a chovos hatzibur. We mentioned, I think, one time in the past, but there are many rayas. The kriyas haTorah is a chovos hatzibur. If somebody is sick, you know, if somebody misses minyan, and let's say he gets a minyan, he doesn't have to go crazy to hear laning. He's supposed to hear laning. He should try to hear laning the best that he could. But it's a chovos hatzibur. There are other rayas to this. Or by rus and by shir hashirim, all of those are chovos hatzibur. When it comes to a chovos hatzibur, chazav, we're not worried. Because the chachamim would take care of it. The bekiyim would take care of it. So that's the introductory line to Rabbah is important. Hakol chayavin, and because it's a chovos hayachid, that is why it is chazav or goes there in these cases. It's an important Vilna Gaon to remember. The Gemara assumes you have Akira, you're worried that you would have an Akira and Anacha. Right, Akira and Anacha is the definition of Otsas, therefore it's assuming that you would have an Akira and Anacha. That relates to Rashi's Pshat, which Tosfos quotes earlier, which we didn't say, but if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos first quotes Rashi, Masech HaSukkah. Good. One other point, and then we will move on. Again, once it's here, we might as well say it again. Again, we mentioned this a number of times, but it's an important sheet to remember, and that is the Taz. The Taz in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah. Taz in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah asks, what does the Gemara here say? Gzeirah Shemi Avirenu Da'alanam Shazarabim, that's why you can't blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, ask the Taz, we know there's a Gzeirah Drabbanah to blow musical instruments on Yontif, or Shabbos. There's a general gzeira not to blow musical instruments. So what do you need Rabba to say gzeira shamiyav? You know when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, why don't you say every Rosh Hashanah, even when it falls out during the week? You shouldn't be able to blow shofar because it's a musical instrument, just like you can't blow any other musical instruments. So that's where the Taz comes up with his well-known yisod, and that is Voniru Lilutarets, De Em Lahem Ligzar V'Lakar Lagamre Dvar Torah, Shetzifzal Tkob Yomzeh. Chazal do not have the authority to make a law that goes mefurish against something that it says in the Torah. Chazal could say, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because why? They're going to blow tomorrow. They're going to blow next year. There's going to be other times when the pasuk in the Torah could come true. But Chazal can never take a pasuk in the Torah and say forever, forget it. If there's a harasha for one time, okay. But Chazal can never institute a takana that will say forget a din daraisa lagamri. Chazal don't have that authority. He gives another example. Oh, let's see, he finishes it. Bishlo b'Shabbos lo misakir lagamri. If it falls out on Shabbos, fine. That's not neakir lagamri. Kiva shelo b'shabbos Shabbos token b'yotif. V'nir d'zeo b'chlal shasu siyag la'torah, etc. He says, for example, that's what the Ran says by Bris Milah, right? It says, "Bayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Alasol." So all the Rishonim ask here and in Misach Shabbos, why isn't there a Gzera? You might carry the knife. You might carry the baby. You might carry the knife. Gzera, you might carry the knife. You can't do Bris Milah on Shabbos. Why? Says the Taz, no, because it says in the Torah, "Bayom Hashmini Yimol," and Chazal Darshin, "Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos." That pasuk is extra. It's as if it says in the Torah, "Do Bris Milah on Shabbos." So Chazal can't come and say, don't do Bris Milah on Shabbos, because then it's ne'ekar Torah lagamre. Chazal can never do that. There are many examples of this. This is a second one. Just one more example, which we're going to have. I'll mention it now, because it's going to come up later on in the daf. The Gemara is going to talk about shofar on Yom Kippur. Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Ask the Ritva on our daf. The Ritva on Laman Abed Aleph. Ask the Ritva, why, just like Chazal said, if Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos, you can't blow shofar. So what about Yom Kippur is like Shabbos? So why don't you say you can't blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel? You can't, because it's like Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference? Said to Ritva, because then you never blow shofar. Yom Kippur is always Yom Kippur. Whatever it falls out, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So therefore, says the Ritva, that's why Chazal didn't make the Gzeira when it comes to Yom Kippur of Yovel. It only made the Gzeira when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's much else to talk about, but we'll continue. As we've seen the past couple of dafim, we run out of breath, we run out of time, so we do the best that we can, and we get in as much as we can. Okay, right. First wide line. Bishachar based on Mikdash Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana so that in the base of Mikdash, they used to blow even on Shabbos, not in the Medina. When the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said you have to blow wherever there's a Bezdin. Wherever there's a Bezdin. And Rabbi Lazar says only in Yavne, meaning only the Bezdin of 71. Yavne. And then the third Shita was, no, any Bezdin. So we'll have to see what the difference between the first and the third Shita is. The Gemara will talk about. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Pamachas calls Rosh Hashanah Lios B'Shabbos. So the story is told, it'll become clear that this is a story that took place in the original moments after the Churban, when the Takana wasn't so clear yet. The takana of blowing in Yavne outside the base of Mikdash. So one time, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. But you call it the Wisconsin, and all the, call it Arim, Wisconsin, and all the cities. Rashi explains around Yavne. All the cities around Yavne were coming to Yavne because they heard that maybe they're going to blow in Yavne. Amr Lahem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Le B'nei B'Seira Niska. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to B'nei B'Seira, Rashi says they were the Gdolei Adar, let's blow shofar. Amr Lo Nidon. They said, one second, let's talk about it. Let's figure out, is this really true? Should we blow shofar in Yavne? Should we blow shofar? They told me to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? He was the author of the Takana. So Amar Lahem Niska Makanito. You know what? Blow, and then we'll shmooze about it. You know, just blow the shofar. So Lachash, they said, oh, he's the God of Adar. What can we do? So Lachash Shetaku, so after they blew, Amar Lahem Niska, they said, okay, let's talk about it. So he says to them, Amar Lahem, Kvarnish Makar B'Yavne. You blow a shofar already. What are you going to talk about? You ready, blew. Nothing to talk about. You ready, blew shofar in Yavne. Ve'imashiv Lachamai. So don't ask me kashas, it's already done. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to start the Takana going, and they nothing for them to do afterwards. This is, you can't learn this Gemara without the Gemara that we had in Masechas Erevin on Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara there had made a chilek when you're allowed to do such a thing. When you're allowed to take your chances and then figure things out afterwards. And the Gemara there on Samach Zayin Mabez was machalek between Dinim D'Oraisa and Dinim D'Rabbanan. By Dinim D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to say, you know what, let's do it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. You can't do that. By D'Rabbanans, The Gemara there was about Erev Chatzeres. By Durabanans, then you could do an Isa, Nevin Maisa, V'Acherkach. No, then you could talk about it and figure out if it was correct. So it seems like this Gemara fits in very well to that Gemara. Right? That Gemara seems to say by Durabanans is okay, but then we'll talk about a Durabanan here. So just on the surface, that Gemara seems to work well. At the time, I think we alluded to a shita of the Nesivis. Again, as I said at the beginning of the shiur, we mentioned a couple of the shitas today that we mentioned before, but it's always good to chazer. That's the gavlos of the daf, that every couple of months, certain things come up, and we get to review them again. Shita of the Nesivis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Choshe Mishpan, in Simin Shin Nun Ches. Shin Nun Ches, I'm sorry, wrong page? Where is it? Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Aleph, I got the wrong marker. Anyway, Reish Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If I buy a piece of meat from a store, and then I eat it, and it ends up not being kosher, chas v'shalom, so is that a mekach tos? Do I get my money back from the store? Big shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between Isuri d'Oraisa and Isuri d'Rabbanan. Shulchan Aruch says, if the meat was treif mi d'Oraisa, mekach tos, the sale was null and void, and I get my money back. Based on a Rambam. It's a Rambam the Shulchan Aruch is quoting. Mashiach, if it's only asked to be d'Rabbanan, I don't get my money back. The sale was null and void. I'm sorry, you didn't ask to be d'Rabbanan, but the sale was null and void. It explains the Nesivis on that Shulchan Aruch, why, what's the Bir Hadavar? Says the Nesivis? Molecules, right. Says the Nesivis, there's a difference between Isuri d'Oraisa and Isuri d'Rabbanan. Isuri d'Oraisa are Asur b'chefsa. Isuri d'Oraisa, the Torah says, these molecules, this item is Asur. So therefore, even if you ate it b'shogeg, you did something wrong. So therefore, you need a kapara, right? All of Korbanos Chatas are brought b'shogeg, right? Almost all, right? So you have to, even if you did a b'shogeg, it's still treif. You did an aver, and therefore you get your money back. Masha Enkin explains the Nesivis. If you do what's an Issa D'Rabbanan? Chazal do not have the power to say there's something wrong with these molecules. There's something wrong with these atoms of this item. They could tell you not to eat it. Isuri Gavra. They could say, don't eat this. There's nothing wrong with this B'daraisa. But because of Siyag and because of various reasons that we assume to be correct, you know, don't eat this food. So that's what the Nesivis says. Yisuri D'Rabbanan and Yisuri Gavra. And therefore explains the Nesivis by Yisuri D'Rabbanan, you don't need kapara if you do a Peshogeg. You don't do anything wrong. And Yisuri D'Rabbanan is only because of the merit Shabo, because of the fact that you didn't listen to the Chachamim. But if you do an Yisuri D'Rabbanan Peshogeg, you didn't do anything. That's why if you ate the treif b'shogeg, if it's only asur b'drabanan, it's not a mekach tos. You don't get your money back. That's the Nesivis and the Shulchan Aruch. But that works very well according to this Gemara. Because what does this Gemara say? And what does that other Gemara say in Erevin? By d'rabanan, you don't have to be so worried. You don't do it and then figure it out. What do you mean do it? Because if you do it and you don't really think it's usur, you don't know for sure it's usur, so then, you know, it's okay when you do it. Because it's not risking so much. By d'oraisa, you can't. You can't take your chances, because it's asur b'chefsa, therefore you're not allowed to take your chances unless you know for sure. So that Nesivis works well with that Gemara, which is machalik between Durabanans and Daraisas, and the Gemara, again, an Erev and Daf Samach Zayin, and this Gemara, which is a Durabanan context, and the Durabanan context, it tells you that one is allowed to blow shofar. One is not allowed to blow shofar, but here they did blow shofar in Yavne, and they figured it out afterwards. Okay, there's more about that Nesivis, but we have to move now. We'll see you at the end. We'll come back if there's more time. Amar Rebbe Elazar. There's also the discussion, again, at the end we'll come back to, what happens if you do blow shofar on Shabbos? You get the mitzvah or not? Also, a used discussion in the Achronim. If Chazal tell you not to do something, and you do it anyway, do you get the mitzvah plus an Avera, or do you not get the mitzvah at all? That we discussed in the past as well, but we'll see at the end if there's time, we will return. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, four lines for the bottom, Lohiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, El Biavne Bilvad. So the Rebbe Elazar says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, not in every Besdin, only in Yavne. Amru lo echad Yavne, ve'echad kol makam yeshua Besdin. They say, no, Yavne or any Besdin. So Amru lo, hi Natana Kama. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference between Shita number one and Shita number three? What did the Mishnah say? Any Besdin. No, first the first Shita was any Besdin. The second Shita was, only Yavne. The third Shita was, no, any Besdin. So what's the difference between Shita one and Shita three in the Mishnah? So Gemara answers, Ike Beinayu, Beidina Da'akroi. What is the difference? Beidina Da'akroi, a temporary, transient Besdin. The Tanakama, the way Rashi explains it, the Tanakama says, only a Kavua, I'm sorry, only, even a transient Besdin, even a non-Kavua, even an Arai Besdin. Mashiach, the third Shita says, no, only a Besdin Kavua. What does that mean? What's a transient Besdin? What's a transient Besdin? So explains the Ran and our Gemara, 3 verses 23. A Bezin Kavu of 23. The Bezin of a city, the Bezin of a Shevet. That's a Bezin of 23. So that's a Bezin Kavua. That's what one sheet to hold. The other sheet that says even a Bezin of 3. What does it mean, a non-Kavua Bezin, even a Bezin of 3? And this is where the discussion is. The Rush here quotes. It's not in the Riff. But the Rush here quotes that the Riff used to blow shofar in his Bezdin on Shabbos. That's what the Rush quotes. The Rush says, I heard it, that the Riff, the beginning of the fourth parak, the Riff, he quotes here, in Siman Aleph. He quotes Amru Alav al Rib Alfisal. Shayatokeab Rosh Hashanah Shakalias Mashabis, Vachin Mashab Hil Chosav. He quotes in his halacha certain things that give that impression. Ella Davar, so he says, Vein Dark Allahavi al Davar Nogibis Manazeb, etc. Vahua Yemafarish, Komakam Shishbo Bezdin, Labdafka Sanhedrin, Ella Bezdin Muflag, Vigodol Bedoro. He assumed that what does this mean, Bezdin? Even if Bezdin to Akroi. And he bet the greatest rabbis of the time. But his Talmidim didn't follow him. The Rif might have done this, but his Talmidim didn't do this. But this Rif is the basis for a few times in history we find, every couple hundred years, comes up that there was some Rav that wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos based on this Rif. We have this, I saw in Al Hadaf here, he quotes a couple of the examples. He quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Rishonim tried to do it. But the more recent one, where it got a lot of press, was Rav Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. In 1870 to 1909, the author of the Lev Ivri, he lived in Yerushalayim. He wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos. He felt there was a lot of tzaras going on at the end of the 1800s, and therefore he felt that he wanted to blow shofar. And therefore he said, if everybody gets together, all everybody get together, they can blow shofar. So he went around gathering the Sfaradim, the Ashkenazim, and everybody, Vichil Michal Tuchinsky, got involved. He writes about this in his Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash. So it's very Lebedik. And he got everybody together, and everybody said, yeah, sure, we're coming. He finally got 23 of his friends together, and one by one, as the day got on, they said, we don't want to go, we can't do it, it's too brazen. So therefore, by the time he got to shul on Rosh Hashanah morning, he really only had a few people left. But Lachal Maisa, he went, and he blew shofar. Blew shofar then, he blew shofar again in 1905. He explains that eventually, though, he didn't blow shofar anymore. But again, there's this Rav in the 1800s that did it. I think there's a story he quotes here in the notes by Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, that at the end, that he talks about, you know, Lamaisa, I don't hold like him, but is there any key in for me to go stand outside the window and listen? Somebody's doing it already. He's doing it. I'm not doing it. So again, it relates to, were Chazal oker the mitzvah, or just oker that you shouldn't do it? But once it's being done, you know, I might as well try to get the mitzvah, cover my bases. Again, but it's all based on this riff. Based on the riff on this Gemara that says, any makom sheyesh bo bezdin, it means any bezdin anywhere. So therefore, that is what he did. Okay, last line. Amr lechad yadu vechad kol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, so now we have two Gemaras. One statement of Rav Huna, the first version is that Rav Huna is talking about our Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said the following phrase, v'im bezdin, and with bezdin. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that you're allowed to blow outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he means im bezdin. So, ask the Gemara, my v'im bezdin, what does that mean, v'im bezdin? Bifnei bezdin. That means, mamish, in front of bezdin. Bezdin has to be there. You can't just do it in the bezdin, but bezdin has to be there. La'fuki shlo bifnei bezdin delo. La'afuke, to exclude, not in front of Bezdin. You can't just walk into Bezdin and do it if Bezdin's not there. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that you have to do it by a Bezdin, it means when Bezdin is there. So Masav Rava, is this really true, that Bezdin has to be there? We had at the end of our Mishnah that the Mishnah said, and Yerushalayim also had something else greater than Yavne. And what did the Mishnah say? Because by Yerushalayim, even the surrounding cities were able to blow, and not by Yavne. So ask the Gemara, my v'ozos. What does the Mishnah mean by saying, and this is also, there was nothing previous in the Mishnah that spoke about Yerushalayim versus Yavne. So what's the v'od? Ask the Gemara, Ilei mekedektani zos, ikedektani, is it just referring to what's following? So zos be v'ilei, shouldn't it be v'od? There's nothing more. Just say zos. This is Yerushalayim more than Yavne. So Ella, so which halacha is missing from the Mishnah that the Mishnah is referring to where Yerushalayim has a different din than Yavne? Which halacha? So Ella, maybe it's the following. To be Yerushalayim, token yechidin, ube Yavne, ain't token yechidin. Maybe it means that in Yerushalayim, you blow shofar yechidin, that each private individual can blow shofar. Ube Yavne, ain't token yechidin. And Yavne, nobody's allowed to blow yachid, only in the Bezdin. Only the Bezdin blows. But ask the Gemara, is that true? Ubi Yavne token yechidin, and Yavne did not blow yechidin. V'haki yasa Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef, Amar. When Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef came, Amar, he said, this is what used to take place. Ki misayim shlicha de tzibur etzkiya b'yavne, when the Baal Tokeya stopped, finished blowing shofar and shul, lo shama inish kol unya mikol tukuya de yechidoi. Nobody could hear each other talk because there were so many shofars being blown in Yavne in the afternoon after the Baal Tokeya finished, you couldn't hear anything. So you see that they used to blow shofar in Yavne, even the Yechidim. So that can't be what the Mishnah means. That can't be the chiluk between Yerushalayim and Yavne the Mishnah is referring to. Parenthetically, what was everybody shofar for? It said they blew shofar at shul. So is everybody blowing shofar for in the afternoon? And the halacha is you can't be most of alakolos. You can't stop blow shofar for fun on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. You're not allowed to do that. That's maltosif.
For the wives.
No, the people coming from another town that didn't hear. Okay, all of these. The Sharm Sanab Alacha thinks that even then, we know nowadays there are different mesorahs about how to blow the shofar and Neshima Achas and Shtei Neshima. So maybe so there are some Gdolim that have a chumra that after shofar they go like are machmer for their own cheetah. You know, one of my Rebbeim was machmer like right after shofar, used to go into another room and blow another 30 tzkiyas based on the machlokas, Shtei Neshima, Neshima Achas, when do you do it? So there are those different mesorahs that they used to blow shofar a few times just to be yotze l'chaladeya. So the Sharm Sanab Alacha suggests that's what was happening here. But there are other suggestions here that were given as well. Either way, back to the Gemara. So what's the Mishnah referring to? What's the difference between Yavne and Yerushalayim, the other chiluk that the Mishnah is referring to? El Olav, so what's the only thing that I could think of? In Yerushalayim, they used to blow during the time that Bezdin sat, which is the first 6 hours of the day, or not during the time the Bezdin sat. But in Yavne, they only blew at the time that Bezdin was sitting. But what's mashma if that's the chilek? But habisman bezdin miha token afilu shlo b'fei bezdin. But if that's the difference, so we can be medayik that you only need zman bezdin in Yavne, but you don't need lefnei bezdin. Kashan Rav Huna. So that's the question. We're back. Rav Huna again said. Rav Huna said the words ve'im bezdin. So we interpreted what does ve'im bezdin mean lefnei bezdin. So we've just been medayik from our mishnah that you don't need in front of bezdin by Yavne. So Gemara says no. Lo the ilu b'yushalayim token. This is the difference. Token maybe for the bezdin, maybe shalom for the bezdin, and Yerushalayim you could blow even not in front of a bezdin. Ube Yavne b'fnei bezdin, in shalom b'fnei bezdin lo, and in Yavne only b'fnei bezdin and not shalom b'fnei bezdin. Gufo, what Rav Huna said is the difference that's being alluded to in the Mishnah that in Yerushalayim you could blow even shalom b'fnei bezdin, and in Yavne only b'fnei bezdin. That is all part one version of Rav Huna. The Gemara is about to bring in part two version of Rav Huna. Just one ha'ara I forgot to mention. Mention it now, it's also fitting here. That is, what's the Gemara talking about here? Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Remember we discussed yesterday, Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam? Where did they blow shofar in originally? It says, B'mikdash avaloba medina. What did Mikdash mean? What did Mikdash mean yesterday? What did we discuss it? It's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, all over, Mikdash always means based on Mikdash. The Rambam says it means Yerushalayim. And Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. We discussed, what if you hear shofar outside, you have to go into Yerushalayim and hear it again, from the Aruch Laner. But ask the Achronim, isn't this Gemara Mefurish like the Rambam? It speaks singing about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. What do you mean they blow shofar in Yerushalayim? They don't blow in the base of Mikdash. So where did Rashi get it from? Rashi, look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Medina means Yerushalayim and Gvulin. So what's the Gemara talking about here? So the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayis here says it must be that Rashi is just explaining the Hava Mina, explaining what we thought. But in Achinami, later on, we see that it means Yerushalayim. But Rashi is just explaining the Hava Mina. Others suggest that, no, maybe it means that originally they had Bisman Mikdash, they used to blow in the Mikdash, but maybe Bisman, the Lachar Churban, they blew in Yerushalayim, in the Ol Yerushalayim. Either way, Pashtus, this Gemara seems to be a huge raya to the Rambam, who interprets Mikdash in our Mishnah as Yerushalayim, because the Gemara here is talking about Yerushalayim. It's not talking about Mikdash. Unless here Yerushalayim means in Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash. Well, that's how you read the Gemara. Either way, the simple interpretation of the Gemara seems to be a big raya to the Rambam. Okay, version 2 of Rav Huna. Some take the statement of Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna just had a three-word statement. V'im Bezdin. Some say that when he made that statement, he wasn't referring to our Mishnah. He was referring to a discussion of Yovel Yom Kippur, when they also blew shofar, going on the following brisa. Ahad dechsiv, b'yom ha'kippur m'tar v'yushar v'fur b'chal ha'artzachem. It says on Yom Kippur, you have to blow shofar in all your lands. Milameh, this teaches me, shekol yachid v'yachid chayav litzkoa. Every yachid has to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Chazal assumed that when the Torah uses a plural lashon, it means each and every one of you. Usfartem lachem means svir lekol echad ve'echad. Ulekachtem lachem lekich lekol echad ve'echad. If the Torah uses a singular lashon, so then Chazal assume it's being referred to just to the Bezdin. V'safarta lecha sheva shavso shanim. Who has to count years to the Yovel? Only Bezdin. singular lashon. So whenever it uses a plural lashon, the assumption is to each and every Jew. So here too, ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzachem, all of you, ta'aviru lashon rabim. So malami, this teaches me, shekol yachad v'yachad chayav letzkoa. Every single individual must blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Amar Rafuna v'imbezdin. And that's where Rafuna made a statement of v'imbezdin. My v'imbezdin, so what does that mean? We assume it means bizman bezdin, at the time that bezdin sits. Meaning, everybody has to blow shofar in the time of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, during the first 6 hours of the day. Bizman Bezdin, not like what we do. We do at the end of Yom Kippur, because that's a Zecher. But really, in those days, they did it as a din, and it was Bizman Bezdin. Lafuki shlo Bizman Bezdin delo. So what is, according to this version, Rav Huna is telling me that the shofar of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, has to be Bizman Bezdin. So we're going to ask a kasha on that. Masiv Rava, Tekias, the Gra takes out the next two words. It works out smoother. Tzkias Yovel Docha Es Shabbos VeGvulin Ish VeIshto. The tzkia of Yovel is Docha Shabbos. Ish Ubeso. Sorry, not Ish Ubeso. Ish Ubeso. It's Docha. The tzkia shofar of Yovel is Docha. This is where the Ritva says. Why don't we say you push it aside? Why is it better than Rosh Hashanah? That's what the Ritva says. Because if you say you don't blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, then you'll never blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Because Yom Kippur always falls out on Yom Kippur. That's what the Ritva says it on this line. So, Tkiya shofar of Yovel is Docha Shabbos. Ish ubeso. My ish ubeso. What does that last phrase mean? Ish ubeso. Ilema ish v'ishto. Does it mean man and wife, right? Because beso zu ishto. Chazal say a number of times. It's a mi mechaiva. Is a woman chayiv in the shofar of Yovel of Yom Kippur, from mitzvah seishes van gramahu, from mitzvah seishes van gramanash beturos. It's a time-bound mitzvah. Women aren't obligated, so therefore they can't be. They're chayiv in the iser of Yom Kippur, right? Because los aseis, there's no difference. Women are chayavos in all los aseis. Within aseis, there's a chiluk between zvan gramas and los zvan gramas. So generally, that's the rule. So therefore, they're beturos. So beso can't here mean women. So elav ish bibeso. It must mean literally a man in his house has to blow shofar of Yovel, va'afilu shalom bizman bezdin. And it's mashma even if it's not at the time of bezdin, if he's in his house whenever he wants. Question mark. Ish, but that's the Gemara says it can't mean the wife, because this is a mitzvah on grama. That's exactly what the Gemara says. So the Gemara answers, it must mean ish bibeso, even shalom bizman bezdin, says against Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna just said, according to how we interpreted Rav Huna, Rav Huna limits the din to only bizman bezdin. So the Gemara answers, no, lo, 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 bizman bezdin. No, it means everybody in their house, but only at the time of bezdin. Add that in, no kasha on Rav Huna. Mazir Rav Heshe, another try to ask a kasha on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna, who according to this version of Rav Huna, he said, shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel is only bizman bezdin. So let's see. Shaveh, ha Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiya Lebrachas, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned, the Gemara has a hekish between them, the Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar of Yovel of Yom Kippur are equal, Letzkiya for the blowings, Velabrachos. As the Mishnah said earlier, Malchi Zecharonis and Shofros. You say those brachas on Yom Kippur of Yovel as well. Ella, but what's the difference between them? Ella, Shabi Yovel token Bein Bebezdin Shekidshu Boaz HaChodesh, Bein Bebezdin Shelo Kidshu Boaz HaChodesh. By Yovel, you blow in any Bezdin. Not just in the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but in any Bezdin. The Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayav Letzkoa. And every Yachid has to blow as well. Uber Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah, lo ha you token El Bebezdin Shekidshu Boaz HaChodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, they only blew when it fell out on Shabbos. In the great, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Eichel Yachad V'Yachad Chayav Letzkoa, and every Yachad does not have to blow. So ask the Gemara, what does this last phrase mean? My Eichel Yachad V'Yachad Chayav Letzkoa. What does the Braisa mean when it says that on Yovel, every Yachad has to blow, and on Rosh Hashanah, every Yachad does not have to blow? Eilema de B'Yovel Token Yechidin, Rosh Hashanah Ein Token Yechidin. Is it to teach me that only on Yovel, everybody blows, to take it literally, and Rosh Hashanah, not every Yachad blows? But we said that can't be. We already set it up above. When the Batokia finished blowing in Yavneh, nobody could hear anybody talk, because everybody was blowing shofar. So you can't take it literally that there was the Yachid did not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because they did blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah in Yavneh. Elolav, what must the Braisa mean when the Braisa says that a Yachid blows on Yovel, Yom Kippur, and does not blow on Rosh Hashanah? Elolav, it means the following. De'ilu bi Yovel token bein bizman bezdin bein shelo bizman bezdin. Yovel, you can blow whenever you want. Ubu Rosh Hashanah bizman bezdin in shelo bizman bezdin lo. That's what the Braisa must mean. So now we explain our question. K'tani miyaz, b'yovel, b'yavis ma'bezin, b'shalom is ma'bezin. But what do you see from this explanation of the Braisa? That in Yovel, a Yachid could blow shofar whenever he wants. Even shalom is ma'bezin, kashan Rav Huna. Because again, what was Rav Huna's statement? Only bizman bezdin. Answers the Gemara, lo. La'ola bizman bezdin. Really, this brisa should be interpreted that even Yovel you need bizman bezdin. So what's the chilek between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? What's the brisa trying to tell us? V'hachiktani, this is the chilek. B'yovel bizman bezdin token, bein bifnei bezdin, bein shalom bifnei bezdin. For Rosh Hashanah token, bizman bezdin, u'bifnei bezdin. So that's the final chilek the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna. Everybody agrees you have to have the zman bezdin. Right, like you have to be at the time that Bezdin is sitting. That's you have to be connected to them in that way. But the difference is whether you have to do it in front of Bezdin. In Yovel, you can do it in your house, and in Rosh Hashanah, you can only do it in front of the best. In Marnami, Rav Chaim Amar Rav Yossi Bar Shaul Amar Rebbe, he also says, "Ain token ela kol zman she Bezdin yoshvin." You only blow when Bezdin is sitting. But again, you don't have to be in the Bezdin by Yovel. By Reb Zera, Reb Zera has interesting question. Ninaru lamad v'lo amdu mahu. It says that Bezdin has to be Yoshvin. What happens if ninaru lamad v'lo amdu? What does that mean? It's machlokas Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel. Rashi here says it means that ninaru lamad, they're like, they finish judging, they're about, they're like getting on their coats, they're moving around, they're in their seats, they're moving, they're about to leave. They finish functioning as a Bezdin, but they're still there. So is that considered Bezdin Yoshvin or not? That's Rashi's way of saying it. Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom, the third line, says no. It means they already got up. They already got up. It's already after the time. But then somebody else asked the Makasha. So they went back to their seats and they're being ma'ayin in something else. So it's a different metzias. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Mom, you have to get." If according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it sounds like that in Rashi's case, if you didn't get up yet, then for sure it'll be okay. For sure it'll be considered Bezdin. But Rabbeinu Chananel says no. If they got up and then they went back to their seats. So, what is that considered? Back to the Gemara. Mahu. Bezdin Yoshin Bidin Vahayika. Do you say that you need Bezdin to be sitting there? Lamaisa. Are they physically there and they are here? O Dilma, Zman Bezdin Bidin Vahayika. You don't have Zman, you don't have the Bezdin here. You don't have, you have the Bezdin, but it's outside of the Zman of Bezdin. They're on overtime now. Right? It's on overtime. Therefore, maybe it doesn't have the halacha of Zman Bezdin. So, take you. The Gemara leaves that question unanswered. The Otos Haizi Yushalemi Seira Yavne. So now we're just going to darshan the last lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Yushalem is greater than Yavne. First of all, Ro'eh, because anybody who could see Yerushalayim blows. What does that mean? Pratli Yisharis Benachal. So that excludes somebody who's very close to Yerushalayim, but that's sitting in a valley. So if you can't see Yerushalayim from the house, even if you're very close, you don't blow shofar there. Shoma'as Pratli Yisharis Beroshahar. If you could hear Yerushalayim, right? La'afuke, to exclude if you're on the top of a high mountain, and you cannot hear what's going on in Yerushalayim, also excluded. Krova, close by, Pratli Yisharis Chutz La'Tchum, that excludes somebody who's outside the Tchum of Yerushalayim. V'yichol Olavo, you're able to come, pratam afsakle nara. That excludes somebody who lives very close, but there's a river in between, so you can't get there. All of these four are excluded, and only somebody who lives in a place which fulfills all of these requirements would blow shofar on Shabbos, because they are considered in the vicinity of Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim here mean? The old city, Lechora. The old city, the old city. Now they have new walls of the old city, only a couple hundred years old. But again, the original old city. Post can talk about what's the status of Kriyas HaMegillah on Shushan Purim. That's where it comes up. So many of the cities in Yerushalayim read on both days Lachumra. Maybe both days Lachumra. I know in Ramot. In Ramot they read on both days. Because some of these cities surrounding suburbs, which are O2, it goes pretty far, the area code. I can't judge on O2. Some of the outlying cities are O2. But there's a big discussion in the postgame. What has the status of Yerushalayim? So it comes up L'maisa. Okay, next Mishnah. So we have the following Mishnah in Gemara. We already had it, Daf Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph. So we're going to repeat some of what we've said then, and we'll mention some new items as well. But again, as we said, Chazor is great. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadik Tes, says if you learn and you don't review, it's like you plant seeds in the ground and you don't work the land. Right? Zoreh Veino Kotzer. How do you remember where that Gemara is? Sanhedrin 99, Sadik Tes. You didn't do it one more time to get to the 100th time. One more Chazara. One more. I don't have a photographic memory. I just remember that mnemonic. You have the way to remember it. Sadik Tes. The last one more. The bottom Sadik Tes and Aleph. It says when you learn and you don't chazer, it's like Zoreya Veino Kotzer. So it's good to chazer as well. Bari Shona. And any time in the daf when you have a chance to review, have another Gemara, it's always to jump at the opportunity. Bari Shona. Originally in the times of the base of Mikdash, the Tilas Lulav was done in the Mikdash 7 days. Based on the pasuk "Usmachtem l'fneim alakeichem shivas yamim," so the Gemara there darshins, and Rashi quotes that makar that all 7 days midaraisa uba bedina yom echad, and outside the base of Hamikdash, Only one day. Mishachar beis hamigdash. His grandmother Yochanan Mizrachi she yelulav nito medina shiva zechel hamigdash. Yochanan Mizrachi made a takana that after the churban abayis we should take a lulav all 7 days zechel hamigdash. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in a tshuva that we should tell our kids and our families when we shake a lulav on the second day of Sukkot, we're doing this zechel hamigdash. We're doing this zechel hamigdash because that's why we're shaking a lulav the last 6 days of Sukkot. Zechel hamigdash. It's not just stam a mitzvah netilas lulav. Ulkachta lachem by yom arishon priyei tzader. So the din darais is finished. The rest of Sukkot is only the Dindarabanan, so we should make sure we have the right kavanas. The reason we're shaking a lulav from day 2 to day 7 is because of Zecher Lemikdash. Again, Zecher Lemikdash comes up in a number of places. We'll talk more about it in a minute. V'shiyehe Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. And also we made a takana that Yom HaNeif, the day of the waving, is all Aser. What does that mean? We know that on the second day of Pesach, there was a special carbon brought, the carbon HaOmer. That's why we start counting Sefiras HaOmer from the carbon HaOmer. That carbon wasn't just stam a carbon, but once that carbon was brought, it was Matir the Chadash. Any grain that took root since the previous Pesach is called Chadash, and I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to eat that grain until the second day of Pesach. Once the second day of Pesach comes, and the carbon HaOmer is brought, so then there's no more Chadash. It's all Yashan. So now anything that takes root after today, the second day of Pesach, is now called Chadash. We mentioned in the past that it's a big mystery how Bizman Azem many are not makpan on Chadash. Many of Achinei B'nai Yisrael, again, more and more stories are, say, we use Yashan. But again, the Bach and the Baal Shem Tov, there's a lot of evidence, you know, defending how Klal Yisrael can eat Chadash, even though it seems to be Mefurish Isser, even B'chutz La'aretz, Isser Daraisa. So again, not for now, but either way, that is the Me'ikra Din, the halacha of Yom of Chadash. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon was matir. But what about, we don't have a carbon anymore. So Me'ikra Din da'oraisa, the morning of the second day of Pesach. The morning of the 16th is matir. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what? Give it another day. It's usher until the next day. The Yom HaNeif, the day of the waving of the carbon, is all usher. Bizman HaZeh, Chodesh is only matered on the morning of the 17th. Not the morning of the 16th, which is Daraisa, which we'll get to in the Gemara why he did that. I just saw from the, in the Margolias HaShas, why is this takana, why are these takanas always quoted together? Right? The Lulav, Yom HaNeif Kol Aser. There are a lot of takanas of Yochanan ben Zakkai. This one is thrown in there. Lulav and Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. So he quotes here from the Aser Avser. He says, because these are really, think where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived at by the Churban and after the Churban, realize that the mentality he was in, he saw the fires and everybody's depressed and everybody's upset. So he made two kinds of laws. He made kinds of laws to remember the grandeur, and he made kinds of laws to look forward to the grandeur. So the first one is Zeichel HaMikdash. Remember what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. But then, we're going to see in a minute, why is Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser? Because he's worried about the future. He's going to be worried about Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So both of these takanas go together. One is an example of, you know, remembering the godless of what was, and the other one is remembering, you know, Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have another example of that in a minute. That's the Aser Avser. Umi Noel, that is Zeichel HaMikdash. What's the makar that you do with Zeichel HaMikdash? The Yomar Krok of the Pazak says, Ki al aruch aloch, umakus sayacher po'ich nu mashem, because I will heal you from your wounds, because Yerushalayim, people have called you a pushed aside place. Sion he dorish einla. It is Sion, and nobody's searching after it. End of pasuk. Michlad the baidrisha. If Chazal or if Yirmiyahu is berating us that you don't search after it, it's mashma that you should search after it. Michlad the baidrisha. You have to search after it, and that is the makar for Zeichel HaMikdash. We mentioned in Maseches Sukkah the beautiful Varda of Salvechik. Salvechik says that if you look in the Maseches Baba Basra on Daf Samach, a different makar is quoted for Zeichel HaMikdash. The Gemara there is the context of how do you know you're supposed to leave a place in your house that's not unfinished? How do you know this? How do you know the chassan breaks the glass under the chuppah? So the Gemara there says Zeichel HaMikdash. Why? Based on the pasuk of Imeshkachechi Yerushalayim Tishkachimini Tikva Lashon Elchiki. So what are you quoting another pasuk here from Yirmiyahu? What's wrong with the pasuk of Imeshkachech from Tehillim? Why do you have two different pesukim? So Soloveitchik explains that there are two kinds of Zeichel HaMikdash, similar to what the Aser Avser just said. There's a Zeichel HaMikdash where Hilchas Avelus Zeichel HaMikdash. You're mourning. You're mourning for the Churban Habayis. That's type 1 Zeichel HaMikdash. That's a Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkachimini. That's the context of all those. But there's another type of Zeichel HaMikdash. A Zeichel HaMikdash so that you remember to do something when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. You remember that this is the halacha. L'ha'os al-libeinu z'mikdash k'shayi b'binyanu. Remember what it was like. There's not a velos. But remember the godless and the beauty and hoping for the future. That's not available. That's a different type of Zeichel HaMikdash. That's here. Tzion Hidarish Einla Mechla Deboi Drisha. He says that's why there'll be nafkaminas on this. Whether you say Shechianu, for example. You say Shechianu. So all the Rishonim ask, why don't you say Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? All the Rishonim ask, the Baal Amar, the end of Pesachim says, because we have Agvas Nefesh. We don't have the carbon to Omer. We're very sad. It's a Zecher. So it says Rav Soloveitchik. By that type of Zeichel HaMikdash, that's about the past, then you don't say Shechianu, because that's Avelos. But let's say, let's say you didn't shake Lulav. Let's say the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So you can shake a Lulav for the first time on the second day of Sukkot. The second day. So it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. You still say Shechianu. Why? Because that's not Avelos. Zeichel HaMikdash, that's a future-oriented Zeichel HaMikdash. That's the beauty, the grander Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore you would say it. So also, you can answer with this, a shita in the Shibali Haleketh. Shibali Haleketh, one of the Rishonim, quotes a question from his brother. He says, why is it that after Sfiras HaOmer, we have a special Yehi Ratzon? We all say, Harachamon Yachz Alon HaSavot 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 HaSavot. Why don't we say that after we shake a lulav? Why only by Sfiras HaOmer? Why don't we say the Harachamon after we shake a lulav? So he gives an answer. But again, according to Rav Soloveitchik, it works beautifully. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, that's the din of Avelos, so you're mourning. You're mourning, so you say Harachamon, you want to get it back, you want to get out of the stage of mourning. By the lulav, you're imagining that you're there. You're imagining you're surrounded by the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to say HaRachamon there. You only say HaRachamon by Zeichel HaMikdash type 1, not by Zeichel HaMikdash type 2. Okay, so two types of Zeichel HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, my time up. So why did he make the Gzeira that the whole day is going to be Aser? Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Yomru. Because why? Because it might come out that Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt very soon. It's amazing. For thousands of years, halacha is affected because we're worried that Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt in a second. It's amazing on a hashkafic level. We're worried that Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. V'yomru, shakam ilochalnu, behir mizrach. People are going to say, when Beis HaMikdash is going to come up, hey, last year we ate in the morning of the 16th. Achshav nami necho, and this year we should also eat. V'lo yadi, they won't realize, eshtakav avi omer, heir mizrach matir. Last year, when they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, so the morning was matir, that's when they're able to eat it right away. Hashadika, omer matir. They don't realize when once you have the Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for the carbon to be brought. You have to wait for the carbon to be brought, so therefore, that's why the people would get confused. And therefore, he made a takana that you have to wait the entire next day. So ask the Gemara one second. To Bibni Amos, when would it be rebuilt? Ilema de Ibni Bichitzar, if we're worried that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan, Harahir Mizrach Matir. If it's built on the 16th day in the middle of the afternoon, so you're ready, the Omer was ready matired by the morning. Ella Ibni Bechamisar, what? So we're worried about it's going to be rebuilt on the 15th, meaning Erev Pesach, or any time beforehand. So Bechatzos Hayom Alon Tishri. So at least from Chatzos, we should allow people, Bizman Azed, to eat the Kaddash. Why? Tatzan HaRachokin Mutar Bechatzos Hayom Alon, Levishayim Bezim is Aslanbo. Because we know the Kohanim weren't lazy. By the time Chatzos came around, the carbon was already Hokrav. So therefore, even Bizman Azif, we're so worried about the future, so at least by Chatzos, you should say they should be able to eat it. So Lo Nitzrucha, the Gemara says two possibilities. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt right before Shkia, on the night of the 15th going into the 16th. Or the middle of the night. Meaning either way, there's not going to be enough time for the Kohanim to cut the Omer and to grind the Omer and to burn the Omer and to get it all ready, even though it would come then. So that's why you have to wait the entire till the next morning. Again, we don't have time right now, but Rashi here, as he did in Maseches Sukkah, asked the Kasha, what do you mean? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash at night? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash at night, so what is the Gemara we're talking about? So there Rashi says here, and Tosafot there says also, Binyan Shlishi is coming down from Shemayim. We're not building Binyan Shlishi, therefore it's not subject to the rules of Binyan B'Shabbos. That's what Rashi says on the bottom here. Ain Binyan B'Day Adam. Binyan Asa Lavo. B'Day Shemayim Hi. A lot to talk about that. Other Rishonim might not agree. The Rambam seems to not agree. The Rambam says the Melech HaMashiach is going to build the Binyan Shlishi. So the Rambam seems to argue with Rashi and Tosfos here. But that is an important shita of Rashi. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Bar Yitzchak has a second shita of why Yom HaNeif is kulo aser. Why is the omer not mutter until the next day? He holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. To omer at etzam hayom hazeh at atzmo shel yom. The pasuk says by the carpet of omer at etzam hayom hazeh, and he holds it means until the day v'kesavar ad v'ad bechlau. Meaning it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that the omer is not matired until the following morning. Ask the Gemara, Misavar Lakavase. Could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really be holding like Rabbi Yehuda? But we have a Mishnah that says the Pharisees, they argue. Vamiflik Palagale. We have a Mishnah that says they argue. It's not as the Mishnah says. Mishachar Bez Amigdash. Like our Mishnah says, Hiskam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyomanov Kulo Aser. Right, the Mishnah says that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the whole day is Aser. Am Rabbi Yehuda Alo Ben HaTorah Hu Aser. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it's a Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says it's a Darabanan. Hiskin. His Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mi Daraisa, it's Mutter on the morning of the 16th. He said it's not Mutter until the 17th. So it's a Machlokas. So Gemara says, no. Hasar Rabbi Yehuda Hu Tekatoi. No, Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken in his understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rashi points out, Rabbi Yehuda was much later than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but at least talking about his shita, not talking to him. Ihu savar, Rabbi Yehuda thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Rabbanan kamar. Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant it on a Rabbanan level. And therefore, Velohi midaraisa kamar. But really, he held it was a din daraisa also. So Rabbi Yehuda was getting all excited about it. But really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also held like that. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Well, hiskin katani. What do you mean it's daraisa? Uses the lashon hiskin takana. It's a darabanan. So my hiskin darsh for hiskin. No, but it was a din daraisa, but it fell out of practice. So he was darsh for hiskin. He was mizaris everybody to do the din daraisa again, and that's why he used the lashon hiskin. But really, it is a din daraisa. Period. Okay, next Mishnah. I have a little more flexibility in these dafim about turning over to Amud Beis before a quarter two. Hope you give me some leeway. Okay, Mishnah. Barishona. Barishona. There's a lot more to say on Amud Aleph. Barishona. Hayimacham Nezah Kodesh Kol Hayom. Again, we had this Mishnah in Beitza. So a lot of previous topics. So originally, again, talking about Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bizman HaMikdash. They used to accept Edom that say when Rosh Hashanah is all day. But Pamachas, Nishtahu Edom Ilavo, Pamachas, one time the Edom came very late in the day. Viniskago Leviim Bashir, and the Leviim messed up in the special shir that they sung by the Talmid Shel Bein Harbayim. They messed up because the Edom came very late after Mincha. And they sung we'll see what exactly the mistake was. So therefore, because they made that mistake, Hiskinu Shloyi Makablam Ela Ad HaMincha. So they made a Takana only until Mincha. If Edom come until Mincha, fine, we'll accept them. But if not, if Edom come after Mincha, Noag and Oso Ayam Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh, we say no, that today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Kodesh. Meaning, from the night before, they're already keeping it as a Yontif because they think Edom might come. So even if Edom come late in the day, so we know that today was Rosh Chodesh or not Rosh Chodesh, either way, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, but today we'll still keep as a holy day also, which is the basis of our minhag of having 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They said, Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh, because of this mistake that they made in the Shir. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore there was no issue of Edom anymore, Hiskan Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shemekabel Nezach Kodesh Kol Hayom. He went back to the earlier point that they accepted Edos all day. And the Gemara in Beitza, which we did a few weeks ago, was, did it really go back to stage one, or was there still any difference, any remnant of a difference, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? So, my Kilgo, Kilgo Leviim Bashir. What's the Pshat of the Mishnah? What does it mean that the Leviim messed up in the Shir? So, it's a Machlokas. First opinion, in Bavel they said they didn't sing at all. They were waiting and waiting and waiting. They didn't know what is today Rosh Hashanah, is today not Rosh Hashanah, do we say the weekday, do we say the Yontif? They didn't know. So they waited, and boom, they missed it. They missed it, it was too late. That's what the mistake was. Reb Zera Amrush Amru Shira al Shalchol im Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. No. Reb Zera says it means that they said the wrong one. They thought it was weekday because the Edom didn't come, yes. They said the weekday Shir, and then Mamela, the Edom came afterwards. That's the mistake that was made. So that's the machlokas between the first opinion and Reb Zera. So Amr Reb Zera la'ava brei. Reb Zera says to Ahava his son, Puk Tani Lu, go tell the other opinion that I have a raya. His kinu shlo yu makabane zachodesh elakadeshi yishos bayom lagav timidin musavim v'niskehem. The takana was that they only accepted edus when there was time enough to still bring the karbanos and the timidin and the niskehem and the wine that goes with it. V'lomar shira shlo b'shibush, and not say the shira non shlo b'shibush without a mistake. The answer of Zera. Iyam Rabishlama amur shira dechol. If you hold like me that they said the wrong one, haynodika shibush. So then that makes sense that there was a mistake that was made. Shibush sounds like a mistake. You say the wrong one, that's a mistake. Ele amrit lo amr klal my shibush ika. But if you say they didn't say shira at all, so that doesn't mean a mistake. They just left it out. Is that a mistake? Answers the Gemara. Kivat lo amr klal in lo chashibush gadam yiseh. If you don't say it at all, that's the greatest mistake in the world. So therefore, there is no raya to that shita. Period. Just one more. And we'll go on a point. The Mikdash David in the Sefer HaKachim asks, why did they make a tznai? Why didn't they say? The Levim say, you know what? We're going to sing both. If today's a weekday, we'll sing this. If this, why didn't they make a Tanai and sing both? See, he says, no, remember, many shitas held Ikashira Bakli. Wait a machlokas at the end of Masechta, what was it, Sukkah? Shkolim? No, not Shkolim. It was Sukkah. I forgot. Wait, but Ikashira Bepeh, end of Sukkah. Ikashira Bepeh, Ikashira Bakli. Whether Da'araisa use a Kli. So says the Mikdash David, if you say Ikashira Bakli, so you can't make a Tanai, because what's going to come out? If Lumafreya, you weren't supposed to sing this, then you blew musical instruments, Shalol Tzarech. And it's shine, and it was Yantif, so you weren't allowed to do this. That's why you can't even make a Tanai. You just have to take your chances to do one or the other. Okay, we'll pick up on this with this tomorrow, and we'll stop here. How are we doing?
So at night, they would be